Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 3rd, 2005. Today's message is titled Complete and Perfect. The scripture text is from Philippians 1 verse 6 and Psalm 138 verse 8, which I'll read one after the other. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Last week I installed a water softener in our home. At first I was overwhelmed when I opened the box. Then I determined that I could do it and set out to follow the instructions step by step. I managed to complete the project, and I am so glad to report that it's working fine with no leaks. Brooksine is just delighted in the difference in cleaning, particularly her dishes, as we have very hard water directly from our well. How many projects have you started with good intentions but never finished? How many times have you managed to complete a project and then been able to stand back and really proclaim, "That's perfect"? Well, I must candidly admit that I've started plenty of projects during my life without completing them. And in regard to those I have completed, I am really unable to honestly say concerning any of them, "That's perfect." Consider our life being a project. What tremendous confidence the psalmist expresses in the second daily text. I want to appropriate this truth to my life and encourage you to do the same. Read it slowly and consider its personalized truth. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The New International Version reads this way, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." When God starts the redemption project in our lives, we can rest in a wonderful assurance that he will complete it. Paul expressed this assurance to the Philippians, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. What a wonderful joy to know that the presence of God in our lives is more than just a temporary project. In fact, the good work which God began will be completed over our lifetime, and it will be perfect according to his plan. I want to share a portion of a song right now, just the words that really seem to fit this theme. I recall from probably 15, 20 years ago, I recall it being a Steve Green song. It goes like this, "If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you. Safe and secure, he will never abandon you. You are his presence, you are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you." We share a prayer that Brooksine has written for our listeners today. "Lord Jesus, I realize that I am a work in progress. Though I committed my life to you many years ago, the finished work will not be revealed until I draw my final breath. In the midst of my struggles, failures, and doubts, I remain confident that you will complete the work that was begun the day I surrendered my life to you. Jesus, you accepted me as I was, and you lovingly began to reshape my will to reflect your own nature. Not only are you continuing the good work you began in my life, but you are perfecting the situations that cause me anxiety. I am grateful that I can bring my loved ones to you in the situations that concern me. When I commit them to you in prayer, I'm less anxious and less manipulative in trying to work out things in my own way, which only causes greater pain. I thank you that you will fulfill your purpose for me this day, as I commit my ways to you. In your name, I praise you. Amen." Thanks to my wife for writing that prayer. I enjoy reading her prayers, and I receive probably more comments regarding her prayers than the portion that I write, which I'm thankful for. Well, you have a wonderful day today. There is a couple of additional resources on the website today, www.dailyencouragement.net. In regard to this particular theme, there is a audio link to the song I referenced, I found, and it also has information about a very interesting drama musical ministry with not only audio downloads available, but also a video of this brother's ministry. And a picture I just took this morning. Our fall flowers are now looking just beautiful. I took a photo this morning of our chrysanthemums along with our dog Roxy in the background. Again, those materials are available on the website today, www.dailyencouragement.net. You be encouraged today. Once again, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on this lovely Monday morning here in South Central Pennsylvania. Stay faithful.